请我们早晨我们先来读几处的经文。
So this morning, let's read a few scriptures.
请我们先翻到新约马可福音第十三章。
Mark chapter 13.
马可福音第十三章，我们先读第三十三节。
Mark chapter 13 verse 33.
对，我们要读三十三节，然后三十五到三十七节。
And then 35 to 37.
你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is.
35节，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话也是对众人说，要警醒。
Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch.
我们再翻到希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章，我们先要从第一节读到第六节。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 1 to 6。
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配得多得荣耀。好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 1 to 6. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he also built the house has more honor than the house. He who built the house has more honor than the house, for every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for testimony of those things which could be spoken afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope affirmed to the end.
好，我们再翻到希伯来书第八章。
And Hebrew chapter 8.
第八章我们读第五节。
Verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像，正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎，做各样的物件都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
好，请我们再翻到旧约的出埃及记。
And the Old Testament, Exodus.
出埃及记第二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
我们要先读第八和第九两节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8 to 9.
出埃及记第二十五章第八节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
同一章圣经第四十节。
The same chapter, verse 40.
要谨慎做这些物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
最后一处我们要翻到回到新约圣经的以弗所书。
New Testament Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们从第二十节读到第二十四节。
Verse 20 to 24.
你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him,as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.When we come together and remember your great love, our hearts was indeed moved by your grace and love. So we can all together praise and worship you. Lord, we offer the time to come to your hand.May you strengthen us by your Holy Spirit. And also speak to our hearts by your Spirit. So we can hear what the Spirit says. So we can respond. So we can stand up and follow you. May you obtain all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
这周四就是我们今年的夏令会。
This coming Thursday is our summer conference.
相信弟兄姐妹们也都为着今年的夏令会在主面前多有预备。
I know we are all preparing for this summer conference.
大会也请弟兄姐妹们预备今年夏令会的做预为着今年夏令会做预备的时候呢，预先读两卷圣经。
It is required that our brothers and sisters who are attending the summer conference to read two books.
就是出埃及记还有以赛亚书。
Exodus and Isaiah.
我们知道这个内容是非常多的。
I know those are there's a lot of contents.
不知道弟兄姐妹读得怎么样。
I don't know how do you feel after you read that.
如果还没读完，还有剩四天。
So we still have 4 days left.
当然是读不完。
I know we can't finish.
但如果时间不够的话呢，请大家可以把出埃及记从第二十五章开始把它读完。
We can just read Exodus chapter 20 from 25 to the end.
这讲到关于神指示摩西建造会幕和物件的样式。
It was talking about how God had instructed Moses to build the tabernacle.
以赛亚书也很长啊，来不及读完的话呢，请大家可以从差不多从四十五章开始把它读完。
And we can read from Isaiah chapter 45 to the end.
因为呢，感谢主，今年主为夏令会预备的讲员两位弟兄，他们的负担呢，就是从出埃及记，还有主要从以赛亚书。
So this summer conference, the burden of our brothers, the two brothers, are from the book of Exodus and Isaiah.
所以我们不仅在主的话语面前我们做预备。
Not only do we prepare before the Lord.
我们也更需要继续的警醒祷告。
Also, we need to watch and pray.
因为诗篇127篇告诉我们。
Because in Psalm 127 tells us,
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然警醒，枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it.
若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
所以我们何等需要神借着今年的夏令会再来建造我们，再来为我们警醒。
So we hope God will use this summer conference to remind us to be watchful and to be prepared.
就是不能去参加的弟兄姐妹们也能够为着这一次的特会警醒祷告。
Even those who cannot attend this summer conference, we can also watch and pray.
叫神能够借着今年夏令会大大的祝福他所爱的教会。
So may God can bless His church through this summer conference.
叫他的心腹能够装备整齐。
So his bride can be prepared.
今年主为夏令会预备了两位讲员。
This summer conference, we have two speakers.
一位是在西雅图服侍的孙果铎弟兄。
One is our brother, son from Seattle.
还有一位是在洛杉矶服侍的彭广纯弟兄。
And brother Peng from Los Angeles.
孙弟兄的负担呢，就是从西乃山的启示来看神工作的标准。
The burden of our brother's son was to see the standards of God from the revelation on the Mount Sinai.
这简单的说呢，就是神的标准。
Simply put, the standards of God.
所以我自己是非常期待，因为这是一件非常丰富的一件重要的事情。
I personally was looking forward to it because it is a very rich it's supposed to be a very rich message.
对，主在孙立中心里面放了一个负担。
So the God has put a burden in our brother son.
就是因为主怀的日子迫近了。
The coming back of the Lord is at hand.
弟兄希望和我们共勉。能够抓住最后这个机会。
So our brother hopes to we can encourage each other and we can take these opportunities.
能够按着神的标准而行。
So we can work according to God's standards.
而彭立兄的负担主要从以赛亚书里面关于渔民和仆人来和我们交通。主给他的负担。
And the burden of brother Peng was from Isaiah. It's about the remnant and the servant.
来勉励我们，因着爱主的缘故而成为一般为着主心意而忍耐到底的得胜者。
To encourage us, by the love of the Lord, we can be the overcomers according to God's will.
这是非常宝贵的信息。
This is very precious.
盼望我们一同的带着期待的心，我们来到主面前。来听他所要释放的话。
Hopefully we all come together before the Lord and to receive the word that He wants to speak to us.
早晨我也愿意和弟兄姐妹一同在主面前做预备。
This morning I would like to prepare along with our brothers and sisters.
我的负担呢，就是谨慎并且警醒。
My burden this morning is beware and watch.
也就是马可福音。那段圣经主对门徒也是对众人所说的话。
That is what our Lord says in the book of Mark to his disciples and also to all.
我们知道我们所在的国家近年来发生许多重大的枪击案件。
We know that in this country lately there were lots of gunshots.
特别是在校园里面。
Especially in campuses.
在不久前，就在我们休斯顿的周围，在圣塔菲那里的高中里面，就发生了一次重大的枪击案。
Not too long ago, there was a gunshot in Santa Fe High School.
就这些事情呢，我们应当来到主面前来思想，到底主要传达我们什么样的信息。
We should come before the Lord and think what God wanted to say to us through all these events.
借着几周前的那个枪击案，有一次我就有机会和我在高中的一个女儿 在车上就跟他有一段谈话。
Regarding the gunshot a few weeks ago, I had a conversation with my daughter who is in high school.
我就问他说，你们当你们在学校里面高中生啊，作为高中生在学校里面听到这些在学校里所发生的枪击案，你和朋友的感受是什么？怎么样呢？
I asked her, when you heard all these gunshots in high school, how do you feel, and how do your friends feel at school?
对，我女儿就告诉我说，她和同学们，他们刚听到这样的消息的时候，他们都感到蛮惊吓的。
She told me when they were shocked, once when they heard the news.
他们也会去想，如果这个枪击案发生在他们学校的话，会是怎么样？
They also think, what if this gunshot happened to my school?
可是他告诉我。
But she also told me.
过两三天之后。
After three or two or three days.
Everything back to normal. 意思就是说，大家就好像过正常生活，若无事然一样。
So everything back to normal.
弟兄姐妹，这就叫我思想这件事情。
I was thinking about this.
我们基督徒
，as Christians，
作为神的儿女
God's children，
我们每周来到神的家中一同聚集。
Every week we come to the church and to the house of God.
无论是在周五读主的话语
we read.God's word on Fridays.
或在主日一同擘饼纪念主，听主的话语。
We have table meetings and we receive God's word on Sundays.
我相信我们或多或少都被主的爱、被主的灵摸着而感动。
I believe, more or less, we were all touched by God's love.
但是同样的，过两三天之后
，Also, same thing after three or two days, two or three days.
Back to normal.
It's like we're back to normal again.
Which is not normal.
Which,
我们好像又回到我们所谓正常的生活里。
We went back to normal, so-called normal life.
但这是一种不正常的情形。
But actually, it's not normal.
这是为什么主仍然宽容我们。
That's why our Lord is still bearing us.
因为我们还没有预备好。
Because we are not well prepared.
因为我们不够。我们不够谨慎
，because we are not watchful enough。
我们也不够警醒
，we are not aware。
我们以为主的日子还很遥远
，we think the Lord's coming is still far away。
我们就好像世人一样，在这个等候的时候，我们也像世人一样睡着了。
We are just like some others. We are sleeping。
因此，我们需要被主来提醒我们。
So indeed, we need the Lord to remind us.
主说要谨慎，并且警醒。
The Lord says, take heed and be aware and watch.
在我们刚才所读马可福音的经文里面，主耶稣提醒门徒和众人说，在主回来之前，当如何预备。
In the book of Mark, the Lord reminds his disciples, before his coming back, how do we prepare?
我在那段圣经把它归纳成两点，就是要谨慎。并且要警醒。
I summarize it into two points. One is beware and then watch. Beware and watch.
谨慎的意思就是不要路人迷惑。
Beware means do not enter into temptation.
也就是说，不要糊里糊涂的过日子。
Do not live the life
without discernment.
Without discernment.
对，要能够要能够分辨。
Be able to discern.
对，分辨现今是怎样的时候。
So we can be able to discern what kind of hour it is.
分辨什么是神的心意。
To discern what is God's will.
分辨什么是神的工作，还有神工作的那个标准。
to discern God's work and the standard of God's work.
不仅要分辨，并且要警醒。
Not only we need to be to be able to discern, but also we need to be watchful.
对，警醒的守望。
And watchful waiting.
警醒祷告。
Watchful pray.
警醒过我们每一天的生活。
And watchfully live everyday life, daily life.
一直等到主回来。
Until the Lord's coming back.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道今天神在做什么吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know, do we know, what God's doing today?
如果我们不知道神在做什
么, if we don't know what is God, doing, today,
那么我们的生活如何能够和神所做的有关联呢?
So how can we, related, our lives to God's work?
耶稣在马太福音的时候, 他曾经告诉门徒们,
So, in the book of Mark, our Lord in the book of Matthew, and the Lord told the disciples,
主说我要建造我的教会，在这磐石上是阴间权势不能胜过的。
He says, I will build my church and on this rock, and the gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it.
所以我们知道到今天主所做的事就是在建造他的教会。
So we know that, what the Lord is doing today is to build His church.
那么我们的生活与所做与主所做的工作有没有关联呢？
So, what's the relationship, between, God's work and our life?
所以早晨我愿意从旧约那会幕建造的原则和弟兄姐妹一同来思想今天神在教会中建造的这个工作。
So this morning, let's ponder together before the Lord, through the principles of, how the tabernacle was built in the Old Testament.
因为我们都能够认识神建造教会的那个心意。
So may we all know the, how, God built His church.
并且为着神的工作呢，能够谨慎而且警醒。
So for the work of God, we can be aware and watchful.
我们知道旧约会幕的建造一个很重要的原则就是它是根据神在山上指示摩西的那个原则。
So the principle of building the tabernacle is to according to the pattern that was shown on the mountain.
也就是说呢是根据神的标准。
That is to say according to God's standard.
这是在出埃及记第二十五章那边啊，到后面我们所看见的。
That's what we see in chapter in Exodus chapter 25 and on.
对，神指示摩西要建造会幕。
God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle.
弟兄们，我们刚刚读的经文，神为什么要摩西建造会幕呢？
So as just we read the scriptures, why did God want Moses to build the tabernacle?
因为神要与他的百姓怎么样同在。
Because God wants to live with his people.
但是神同在的这个会幕呢，它的建造乃是必须要根据神的标准。
But how to build this tabernacle is to according to is to according to God's standards.
而且神再三的来警戒摩西，这个建造会幕的建造呢，一定要照着那山上所指示他的。
And God told Moses it has to be built according to the pattern which was shown on the mountain.
为什么呢?
Why?
不然的话呢,摩西他是很聪明的。
Otherwise, we know Moses is smart.
他也很爱神的。
And he loves God.
如果根据摩西为神要造,若根据摩西的想法要来为神造一个会幕的话。
If according to Moses' standard to build a tabernacle for the Lord,
那很可能他所造出来的呢，比神所指示他的还要大，还要漂亮，还要壮观。
Very likely, and he will build more majesty tabernacle than what God instructed to him.
但神不能借着那个按照摩西的想法所要建的东西来与神的百姓同在。
God cannot let Moses to build the tabernacle according to the man's standards.
神所要得着的会幕必须要根据神的标准，神所指示摩西的来建造。
It has to be built according to what God had instructed Moses to.
弟兄姐妹，你知道旧约的会幕对神的百姓是何等的重要吗？
Do you know how important the tabernacle is in the Old Testament?
神不仅借着会幕与他的百姓同在。
Not only did God live with his people in the tabernacle.
旧约的会幕也是神百姓生活的那个中心。
Also, the tabernacle is the center of God's people's life.
记得当神的百姓在旷野里行走的时候。
We all know that when God's people was wandering on the wilderness.
我们看见无论他们往哪个方向去。
Wherever they go.
会幕永远是神百姓的那个中心。
The tabernacle is always the center.
所以我们看见神指示摩西要为神在百姓中间建造这个会幕。
So we see that God instructed Moses to build this tabernacle.
而这个会幕建造的原则呢，必须要照着神在山上指示摩西的。
The principle of building this tabernacle is to according to the pattern that was shown on the mountain.
所以山上的样式哈，或者是山上神所指示，神在山上所指示摩西的这一切呢，他告诉我们。这个建造不是根据这个属地的标准。
So the pattern that was shown on the mountain is not according to the standard of the earth.
它乃是一个属天的标准。
It's a heavenly standard.
不是根据世界的想法。
It was not according to the world standard.
它乃是根据神所指示摩西的。
It is according to what God has instructed Moses.
所以你看见不是摩西的想法，摩西想怎么建就怎么建。
It was not Moses' idea.
而是神指示他的。
It was according to God's instruction.
也就是说，不是根据那个领袖的想法怎么样。
That is to say, it was not according to the idea of the leaders.
他必须要单单照着神的意思。
It has to be according to God's instruction alone.
根据神的标准。
According to God's standard.
当然也不是照着多数人的意见。
Also, it was not according to their majorities.
只有一个意见，就是神自己。
Only principle, that is God himself.
这是神在山上指示摩西建造会幕的那个属灵意义。
That is the spiritual meaning of God's instruction for Moses to build the tabernacle.
我们知道孙立兄会在夏令会当中把这一切关于神的标准的事情详细的和我们交通。
We know that our brother Sun will have a more detailed fellowship with us in summer conference.
所以我们就带着期待的心，我们来等候神在夏令会当中所要告诉我们。
So let's just look forward to it.
让我们看见这是旧约会幕建造的原则。
We know that is the principle of building the tabernacle.
这个原则呢，也是主在建造在新约时代里面建造他教会的那个原则。
Also, this is the same principle. The Lord is building His church in the New Testament.
我们知道教会是主亲自所建造的。
We know that a church is.Built by the Lord.
教会的建造并不是根据世界的想法。
The building of church is not according to the standards of the world.
不是在第一世纪有一些的原则，到今天二十一世纪有不一样的原则，不是的。
It is not like there are different principles from the first century to from the standards from today.
对。教会建造的原则呢，也不是照着古人的遗传。
Also, it is not according to the tradition of the elders.
哎呀，那前面那两弟兄怎么样建立这个教会？那我今天我们就照着做。
It's like how the elders build the church. Let's do the same thing.
兄弟们，这不是教会建造的原则。
No, that's not the principles of building the church.
教会建造原则也不是参考那初期教会的那个模式。
It is not according to the original pattern.
就讲到这个外在外面的模式。
It's talking about the outward pattern.
所以我不知道弟兄姐妹有听过，我至少不止一次听到有弟兄姐妹这样问，说我们是不是要像初期教会一样来施行这个凡物共用呢？
Oftentimes I heard brothers and sisters asking the question, should we share everything just as the original church?
弟兄姐妹，教会的建造只有一个原则。
Brother and sister, there is only one principle building the church.
也只有一个标准。
There is only one standard.
教会是神所建造的。
The church is built by God.
所以教会的性质呢，它是属天的，它也是属灵的。
So a church is is of the heaven and is a spiritual.
所以在希伯来书里面给我们看见，神在地上建造他的教会所根据的。而是根据那个天上真帐幕的样式。
So in the book of Hebrew, we see the standard of building the church is according to the true tabernacle in the heavens.
因为那天上的真帐幕是神亲自所建造、所经营的。
So the true tabernacle was built by God.
所以我们看见今天教会虽然在地上。
So we see even the church is on the earth today.
但它的性质却是属天的。
But it's spiritual.
它的建造的原则也必须是根据这个属天的原则。
And the principle of building the church is according to the spiritual standards.
那我们怎么知道到底这个天上真帐幕的这个属灵的建造和原则是怎么样子呢？
How do we know the pattern of the true tabernacle?
感谢主把新约圣经赐给我们。
Thank the Lord, he gave the New Testament.
特别是在新约圣经前面的头五卷书里面，给我们看见这个天上真帐幕的那个建造的原则。
Especially in the first five books in the New Testament.God, let us see the pattern of the true tabernacle.
这个真帐幕的样式呢，就是根据我们主耶稣。
The pattern of the true tabernacle is according to our Lord Jesus.
所以神用了四卷福音书来让我们看见主耶稣他是怎么样的一个样式。
So, through the books, the four gospels.God, let us see the how our Jesus is.
对，如果我们记得约翰福音第一章告诉我们的。约翰福音第一章。
So also that was God had told us in the in the Gospel of John chapter one.
他讲到说，我们主耶稣是道成的肉身。
It talks about our Lord Jesus became flesh.
住在我们中间。
Dwell among us.
他那原文翻译也可以翻译，就是在我们中间怎么样支搭帐幕。
Also it can be translated to tabernacle among us.
对，然后呢，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
所以就是神的儿子把那天上真帐幕的样式呢带到地上来。
So that's the Son of God had brought the pattern of the true tabernacle on the earth.
所以借着主耶稣在地上的一生。
So through the life of our Lord Jesus.
他的说话，他的行事。
His deeds and his word.
那我们能够来认识这天上真帐幕的那个建造的原则。
So we know the principle of the true tabernacle.
除了这四卷福音书之外，第五卷还有讲到就是使徒行传。
Besides those four gospels, and we have Acts.
其实圣经原来这个使徒行传这卷书的名字啊是没有使徒的。
In fact, in the originally,
Acts
was just Acts.
对，所以姐妹英文翻译就翻译就比较准确哈，就是行传。
It was just Acts.
那到底是什么行传呢？
What Acts?
其实我们可以说是圣灵行传。
We can see the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
也可以说是基督身体的行传。
Or the Acts of the body of Christ.
因为我们看现在使徒行传第二章，当五旬节圣灵浇灌的时候，教会诞生了。
We know that during the Pentecost, after the pouring of the Holy Spirit,
使徒行传第一章给我们看见这位复活的耶稣呢，他向门徒们显现四十天之后呢，在门徒面前就被接升天。
In chapter 1 of the Acts, we see that after the resurrection, our Lord ascended to heaven.
所以就是这一位本来在地上说话行事的耶稣呢，他如今已经被接升天了。
He was on the earth, but afterward he ascended to the heavens.
他成为教会的元首。
And became the head of the church.
成为基督身体的头。
And became the head of the body of Christ.
那升天的耶稣他怎么样继续在地上继续的说话继续的行事呢？
How does the ascended Christ continues to work on this earth?
就是借着他的身体。
It's through his body.
当然是借着圣灵把头的意思传达到他的身体。
And also through the Holy Spirit to instruct the will of the head to the body.
对，所以我们可以从四卷福音书还有行传里面，我们可以看见今天神所建造的这个真帐幕它的那个原则。
So we can see the principles of building the true tabernacle through the four gospels.
不仅是原则，还有它的标准。
Not only is talking about the gospel, the principles, also the standards.
不仅是标准，他也说到那个目的。
Not only the standards, but also the purpose.
让我们看见基督是教会的元首。
So that we can see Christ is the head of the church.
而教会呢，是基督的那个身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
这是教会与基督的关系。
That is the relationship of church and Christ.
它不仅是头和身体的关系。
It's not only the relationship as body and head.
它不仅是头与身体这个合一的关系。
It's a relationship of unity.
那他也给我们看见，就是头与身体呢，它是合而为一。
We can see that's a unity.
不仅是在地位上是合一的，他们在性质上面也是相同的。
So in quality, they essentially they are the same.
也就是说，神怎么样衡量他所建造的教会呢？
That is to say, how God measure his church.
或者说神衡量教会的那个标准到底是什么呢？
What's the standards of the of how God measures the church?
非常简单。
Very simple.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
基督是神衡量教会建造唯一的标准。
Christ is the only standard of God's measurements.
在哥林多前书十二章那边告诉我们基督的身体。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we can see it was talking about the body of Christ.
他说身子只有一个。
It says a body is one.
却有许多的肢体。
But it has many members.
肢体虽多。
But all the members of the one body.
那身子仍然是一个。
Being many are just one body.
照着逻辑哈，接下来的结论应该是什么？怎么说呢？
So logically, what's next?
应该说教会也是这样。
Is to say the same as church.
或者说基督的身体也是这样。
Or the body of Christ is the same.
但主的话却告诉我们说，基督也是这样。
But God's word tells us so also is Christ.
有读原文、懂原文圣经的弟兄告诉我们哈，在那个讲到基督也是这样，它原文里面呢前面有一个定冠词，就是 the Christ。
In the original text, it says there is a so also is the Christ.
所以这里给我们看见神衡量他的教会，他所建造的教会唯一的标准就是根据基督。
So now we see the only standard of church is Christ.
所以我们看见基督不仅是神衡量教会的那个标准。
Now we see Christ is not only the standards of church.
基督也是教会存在的那个目的。
And Christ is also the purpose of the existence of church.
换句话说，教会在地上为的就是要彰显基督， 流入基督。
So in other words, the purpose of the church is to manifest the life of Christ.
所以这里我们看见为什么今天神仍然继续在建造他的教会。
So that's why we can see that why God is still building the church today.
这是因为今天在地上的教会还不能够完全将这丰满的基督给彰显，给流露出来。
That's because the church on this earth today cannot fully manifest the life of Christ.
我们如何能够，神的教会如何才能够在地上能够来彰显基督那个丰满的荣耀的见证呢？
How can the church manifest the fullness and richness of the testimony of Christ?
在历史历代的教会历史当中，给我们看见，这是一场属灵的征战。
Through the history of church, we see that this is a spiritual wall.
因为仇敌在神的教会的建造上面呢，仇敌千方百计的来拦阻神的工作。
Because on this matter of building the church, the enemy was putting a lot of obstacles.
不仅借着外面的逼迫。
Not only through the tribulation outwardly.
他更是借着里面的拦阻来单言神的工作。
Also through all the obstacles inside.
那外面的逼迫我们容易了解。
The tribulation from outside is easy to.
那仇敌如何借着教会里面的这个来里面的事来拦阻神的工作呢？
How did the enemy work against the God's will inside of the church?
什么是教会？什么是拦阻教会彰显基督的那个最大的障碍呢？
What is the major obstacle for the church to manifest the life of Christ?
弟兄姐妹，你觉得呢？
What do you think?
我们每一个人都是这个荣耀教会的一份子。
Each one of us is one of the members of the glorious.
你觉得在你的身上，在你生活中，什么是拦阻你彰显基督、流露基督最大的障碍呢？
What hinders you to manifest the life of Christ in your life?
因为我们知道我们每个蒙恩的人啊，在我们里面都已经有基督的生命，对不对？
We all know that after we were saved, we all have the life of Christ in us.
这是神所为我们成就的救恩。
That is a salvation.
当我们蒙恩信主的时候，
after we were saved,
不仅我们的所有的罪恶过犯都被耶稣的宝血给洗净了。
Not only all our sins and transgressions was washed away by His blood.
我们知道神也将一个新的生命，也就是基督的生命，怎么样赐给我们。
Also, God has given a new life, the life of Christ to us.
那剩下应该很容易啦。
So it's simple.
既然我们里面已经有了基督。
We have Christ in us.
那我们就让基督从我们里面活出来。
So we just let Christ live out of it.
那就是彰显基督，那就是流露基督，对不对？
To manifest Christ, isn't it?
那问题在哪里？
But where's the problem? What's the problem?
弟兄姐妹，挑战在哪里？
What's the challenge?
就是我们的肉体。
That is our flesh.
或是我们的己。
That is our self-life.
就是我们这个堕落的曾经堕落的这个魂生命。
That is a corrupted soul life.
就像瓦器一样。
It's just like a vessel.
虽然在我们里面有宝贝。
Although there is a treasure in us.
但这个宝贝的荣耀。
But the glory of this treasure.
这个宝贝的美丽。
The beauty of this treasure.
这宝贝的大能。
The power of this treasure.
都被这个瓦器给限制了。
Was all limited by this earthen vessel.
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么在以弗所书第四章那里，保罗来告诉我们。
That's what Paul has told us in Ephesians chapter 4.
简单的说，就是要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Simply put, to put off the old man and put on the new man.
这旧人呢，简单的说，也就是我们这个属肉体的心思、属肉体的情感、属肉体的意志。还有当然属肉体的行为。
The old man is talking about the freshly mind, the fleshly will, and fleshly emotion.
主的话说，我们都要脱去。
The Lord has told us we need to put off all of them.
要弃绝这个一切属肉体的。
We need to reject all that of flesh.
这样基督在我们里面这个基督的生命呢，它自然的就能够流露出来，能够彰显出来。
So this life of Christ in us can be manifest.
弟兄姐妹，因为唯有基督才能够活出那教会属天的那个见证。
Only Christ can live out the testimony of the true spiritual meaning of church.
所以当我们能够让基督从我们身上流露，从我们身上彰显的时候。
So if we let the Christ to be manifest in us.
对姐妹，我们就会开始经历到说，在我们的生活当中，我们能够经历到主的同在。
So that's when we can experience the presence of the Lord.
会弟兄姐妹也会有一个疑惑。
You may have questions.
当我们蒙恩信主的时候，主不就已经住到我们心里了吗
？After we were saved, the Lord has already dwelt in us.
那主不就是与我们同在了吗
？So the Lord is with us.
那为什么还有我们还有这个问题呢
？How come we still have this problem？
我们知道，当我们蒙恩信主，我们得救的时候
，We know after we were saved.
我们主乃是借着圣灵住在我们的灵里面。
Our Lord is living in us through the Holy Spirit.
那是一个我们灵得救的一个确据。
That is a assurance of salvation.
但我们发现，在我们的每天生活当中
，But in our daily life，
我们的主虽然住在我们灵里面
，Although our Lord is living in us，
但是他却不能够在我们的心中做宝座。
But he cannot sit on the throne of our hearts.
感谢主，早晨借着波饼聚会的诗歌和祷告，主已经把这件事情告诉了我们。
This morning, at the table meeting, the Lord has already reminded us.
在我们心中是否有空处为我们的主
？Do we have the place inside of in our hearts?我们
愿意让主再进到我们心里面来。
To let the Lord enter into our hearts.
那主在我们心中，他是做客人呢，还是他是做主人
？Is our Lord the guest or the Lord in our hearts?
弟兄姐妹，唯有基督在我们心中是做主，是做宝座的时候。
Only when the Lord is sitting on the throne of our hearts.
弟兄姐妹。主就能够来管理支配我们的心思管理我们的意志管理我们的情感
So the Lord can manage our mind our will and our emotion
是所以我们这个人呢就能够成为一个流露基督彰显基督的一个器皿
So we can manifest and live out the life of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是为什么以弗所书告诉我们说，我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That is why the book of Ephesians tells us we need to put off the old man and put on the new man.
因为那个旧人呢，它是渐渐变坏的。
Because the old man is leading to corruption.
这个穿上新人呢，它是渐渐怎么样变好的。
To put on the new man is renewed every day.
对 ，renew 就叫我们能够心智怎么样，不断的更新变化。
So our mind and hearts can be renewed.
我们的思想越来越像我们的主。
So our mind is like the Lord.
我们的情感也越来越像我们的主。
And more our emotion is like the Lord.
我们的意志也越来越像我们的主。
And our will is like the Lord's.
所以我们能够像主一样，在地上一生来遵行天父的旨意。
So we can just as the Lord on this earth throughout our life we can. We can live according to the will of God.
对，就叫我们一举一动都能够有新生的样式。
So our deeds is according to the renewed life.
所以我们看见这是今天神还在建造教会，也就是建造我们的那个工作。
So this is the work of how God is building the church and also is building us.
好叫基督能够借着我们，借着神的教会，能够在地上能够被人认识，被人看见。
So Christ can be seen and can be known through us and the church.
另一方面，我们也知道神建造教会有一个非常主要、重要的目的。
And we know there's another purpose of the church.
也就是旧约那个会幕的至圣所里的约柜所预表的。
That is what the ark signified in the Old Testament in the Holy of Holies.
我们知道在旧约的会幕是神百姓的中心。
We know the in the Old Testament the tabernacle is the center of God's people.
而至圣所里的约柜乃是会幕的中心。
And the ark.In the sanctuary, this was the center of the tabernacle.
这会幕至圣所里约柜所预表的就是神的同在。
So what the ark signified is the presence of God.
整个会幕一切的活动都是以约柜为那个中心。
So all the works of the tabernacle.Centered by the ark.
这也说明了今天神教会一切的行动都必须要以神的同在为那个中心。
So that is to say, all the works of the church today is to be centered by God's presence.
弟兄们，你知道神的同在对于我们的聚集有何等重要吗？
Do you know how important God's presence is?
每一次我们奉主的名一同聚集的时候
，Every time when we get together by the name of the Lord，
我们中间若有约柜的实际
，We in order to have the reality of the ark，
我们中间若有主同在的实际
，If we have the presence， the reality of God's presence，
弟兄姐妹，每一个人都要被改变
，Each one of us need to be changed。
早晨我听到。在我们波饼聚会当中听到应该是刚刚信主不久的弟兄姐妹们的祷告。
This morning I heard the prayers of the brothers and sisters who were just saved.
我想他们来到当博的时候可能本来还是不信主的。
I think maybe they were not believers before they came to Dumbo.
那因着参加主同在的聚会。
After they attended the the meeting.
因着主的同在，他们被改变了。
Because of the presence of God, they were changed.
他们从不信到信。
From unbelief to belief.
他们从抵挡到顺服。
From disobedience to obedience.
他们从怀疑到能够将感谢赞美献给神。
Doubts to praise.
弟兄姐妹，这是因为聚会里有主的同在。
That is because of the presence of God.
当我们的聚会有丰富主的同在的时候
when we have the richness of God's presence.
不仅不信的人，他们要被改变。
Not only those unbelievers can be changed.
就连我们这信的人
but also as we as believers.
不管你信主五年、十年。
No matter how long were you saved.
或是你信主五十年、六十年。
Five years, ten years, 50 years.
你觉得说我已经不能再改变了。
You probably say, I can't be changed anymore.
姐妹错。
No.
在神的同在里。
But in the presence of God.
任何人都能够被改变。
Anyone can be changed.
我们这些日子在一些年长的弟兄姐妹中间服侍。
Lately, we are serving among the elders.
我们就看见很稀奇的事情。
Amazingly,
就是那八十几岁、九十几岁的年长弟兄姐妹。
We can see the elders who are in their 80s and 90s.
神在他们身上仍然能够建造。
The Lord can still build on them.
仍然能够改变他们。
Can still change them.
这叫我们感到非常的。惊奇。
So we were amazed.
弟兄姐妹，我们是有这样一个荣耀指望的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have this glorious hope.
只要我们的聚会越过越有主的同在。
As long as we have the presence of God.
我们看见人来到聚会中就要被改变。
We see that when people come to the church, they can be changed.
这也是我们一直以来为着夏令会的祷告。
That is a prayer for of us for the summer.
盼望我们每个人从夏令会回来之后
，Hopefully, after we come back from the summer conference,
都成了被改变过的人。
We all were can be the ones who are changed.
而且是 permanent change.
And also, it's a permanent change.
不是过两三天、三四天，我们又回到老样子。
It's not like we go back to the old life after two or three days, later.
盼望弟兄姐妹在这几天祷告当中啊，为这件事情祷告。
So hopefully our brother and sisters, we can pray for this.
求主改变我们。
May the Lord change us.
是一个 permanent change.
May the Lord change us permanently.
好叫我们的聚会越过越有主的同在。
So the presence of God is continued among us.
最后，我借着主对老李家教会的那个呼召和那个警戒，来与弟兄姐妹一同共勉。
So at last, I wanted to encourage brothers and sisters through the message to the Church of Laodicea.
我们知道在启示录第二章、第三章里面写给教会的七封书信里面，最后一封呢是写给老李家教会的。
The last letters of the letters to the churches in the Book of Revelation was the letter to the Laodiceans.
而我们今天所在的这个时候，可以说就是在老李家教会的这样一个光景里面。
Right now is the condition of the church is very much like the Laodicea.
那老底嘉教会它的情形呢？圣经里面有许多各方各面的描述。
There were various descriptions in the letter regarding the church in Laodicea.
但我就提一点，我觉得最特别的地方。
I want to mention just one place.
就在启示录第。第三章的第二十节。
That's in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20.
主说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门。”
The Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
我们也可以这么讲，主在那里说什么呢？主说：“你们要警醒，你们要谨慎。”
We can imagine maybe the Lord is standing there and saying, "You need to beware and be watchful."
我在门外叩门。
I am outside the door and knocking.
弟兄姐妹，教会的主站在教会的门外叩门。
The Lord of the church is knocking outside the door of the church.
换句话说，神的教会失去了主的同在。他们还不晓得。
In other words, they had lost the presence of God, but they do not know.
他们还自己觉得蛮好的。
They thought they were okay.
我们周五有查经聚会。
We have Bible study.
我们主日有波饼聚会，还有信息聚会。
We have table meeting message and on Sundays.
我们儿童主日学还有好几班。
We have several classes.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have prayer meeting.
我们也校园传福音。
We have campus fellowship.
哎呀，你看我们什么都有。
We have everything.
他们却不知道，他们已经失去主的同在。
But they do not know.They had lost the presence of the Lord.
主说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门。”
The Lord said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me.
弟兄姐妹，为什么教会的主会站在教会的门外叩门呢？
How come the Lord of the church is standing outside the door of the church and knocking?
我相信一个主要的原因，一个重要的原因是，主在教会中没有得着他所当得的那个地位和那个权柄。
I believe that is because our Lord has not obtained the authority and the throne among us.
另一方面，当神的教会充满了各样属肉体的事物的时候
，In other words, when When in God's church, when there were a lot of freshly these and freshly things.
主就不能在教会里面来与他的儿女们这样子来亲密的同在。
God cannot dwell among his children, cannot dwell among his children.
在这里主的话提醒我们。
So the Lord here, reminds us.
警戒我们。
And, alert us.
我们要分辨。
We need to be able to, discern.
我们要警醒。
We need to be watchful.
我们要爱慕主的同在。
We need to desire the presence of the Lord.
我们要让主在我们心中能够做宝座。
We need to have the Lord to sit on the throne of our hearts.
也让主在我们聚会中来做宝座。
And have the Lord to sit on the throne in our church.
弟兄姐妹，主就与聚会同在。
So, the Lord can dwell among us.
我们知道这七封书信末了都告诉，同样每一封都告诉我们，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
So all throughout the seven letters, at the end it tells us, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
弟兄姐妹，愿主在这末了的时候。
So, at the end time,
常常借着圣灵来对我们的心说话。
May the Lord can speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
叫我们谨慎。
So, to let us be aware.
叫我们警醒。
Be watchful.
不要受迷惑。
Do not enter into temptation.
也不要睡着了。
And do not sleep.
不要像世人那样子啊，睡着一样。
Like people in the world, sleeping.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要知道主今天在做什么。
We ought to know what is the Lord doing today.
好叫主能够在我们借着每天的生活。
So through our daily life.
主在我们生命中来建造我们。
The Lord can build us.
来把那不是基督的除去。
He can take away what does not belong to Christ.
把基督那生命里的美好的性情、美德能够建立在我们身上。
So he can build the life of Christ in us.
这是神的心意。
This is the will of God.
愿主的话和他的爱激励我们。
May the word of the Lord encourage us.
叫我们能够成为一般为着神的心意谨慎并且警醒的人。
So we can be those who are watchful and be aware for the will of the Lord.
好，那我们再一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，借着你的话语，叫我们能够明白你的心意。
Lord, we thank you through your word, we can understand your will.
我们也能够知道今天你在教会中那个建造的工作。
So, we can understand the work of God building the church today.
主，真是愿你的借着圣灵来帮助我们。
May you help us through the Holy Spirit.
主，叫我们真是能够过一个谨慎并且警醒的生活。
So we can live a life that is, That is watchful.
叫我们在每天生活中能够常常的来听从圣灵微小的声音。
So every day we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
并且接受你十字架的制作。
And we and accept the work of the cross.
好叫基督能够成形在我们身上。
So the life of Christ can be manifest among us.
叫我们的生活能够来彰显基督。也能够流露基督。
So our life can manifest the life of Christ.
主，叫我们成为一般那装备好、装备整齐的心，成为心腹一样。
So we can be the bride that is well equipped.
能够来预备迎接你的归来。
And to be well prepared for your coming back.
主，愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.